Venezuela's economic crisis helps make the government there highly unpopular. Hugo Chavez, the late leader, and his socialist allies used to win nearly every popular vote, but the current president, Nicolas Maduro, is fast losing support, as John Otis reports.
Juan Pablo Huanipa is running for governor of the western Venezuelan state of Zulia. As he campaigns in Maracaibo, the state capital, people complain of food shortages and hyperinflation. The solution, Huanipa tells them, is to vote against the ruling Socialist Party, which controls 20 of Venezuela's 23 states, and to elect opposition candidates like himself. But it's unclear whether voters will get that chance. The elections had been scheduled for December, but have been indefinitely postponed. Critics claim the Maduro government took this decision after polls predicted that ruling party candidates would lose nearly every state. Last year, the Maduro government canceled a recall referendum that could have removed the president from power. It has suspended voting for everything from city councils and labor unions to student governments at public universities. It wasn't always like this. Under Chavez, Venezuela called elections all the time, with the socialists nearly always coming out on top. When Chavez died in 2013, Maduro won a snap election to replace him.
It loved having elections when it used to win them. They used to boast all the time, well, we've had 18 elections and 17 of them we've won. You know, we're terribly democratic.
That's Phil Gunson, a Venezuela analyst for the International Crisis Group. He says the government grew skeptical of elections after the opposition won the 2015 legislative elections in a landslide.
They say there isn't enough money, there is an economic crisis, elections are not the priority. I mean, these are all just excuses. Everybody knows that the real reason why the government doesn't want to have elections is because it's going to lose them.
In a speech on Tuesday, Maduro insisted that presidential elections scheduled for next year would go forward.
El próximo año hay elecciones y le vamos a dar una pela.
But it's unclear how fair the balloting will be. Critics point out that Maduro wields vast control over the government's National Electoral Council, as well as the courts, the armed forces, and the media. His government has waylaid the opposition's two most popular politicians, Leopoldo López, who was jailed 3 years ago, and former presidential candidate Enrique Capriles. On Friday, Capriles was banned from seeking office for the next 15 years on what he calls trumped-up corruption allegations. In addition, critics say, the Maduro administration is working to sideline opposition parties. It is demanding that they gather thousands of member signatures to prove that they have a legitimate following. If not, the parties will be declared illegal. Back at his campaign headquarters, Huanipa points out that the opposition's fight is for more than political posts. Venezuela has become a dictatorship, he says. That means we have to fight for the right just to have elections. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Maracaibo, Venezuela.